Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The Oconto County Sheriff's Department says the 28-year-old member of a cleanup crew died 2 days after he fell 40 feet. Zachary Rush suffered critical injuries when he fell from a boom bucket Friday, August 2nd, in the town of Brazos. Rush and other workers were in the bucket when it malfunctioned and it dropped to the ground while they were removing fallen branches after a storm. The other worker also was hospitalized. His condition has not been released. And a state consumer advocate says people affected by large data breaches should check out a website to get their settlement. In September of 2017, Equifax announced a data breach that exposed the personal information of 147 million people. Under a settlement filed last month, more than $500 million, including up to $425 million to help affected consumers, Equifax agreed to help people whose information was exposed in the data breach. Laura Sutherland is the administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. She says a claims period for restitution ends next January, so they're encouraging people to check it out and consider a claim.
And what that restitution allows for is either free credit monitoring for up to 10 years or a $125 payment of credit to you. That particular part of the settlement is capped at $30 million, and I know that I understand from the FTC that a lot of people have already made claims for that $125.
We have a link and more information to the FTC website at wxpr.org. Northwood's unemployment rates either stayed the same as 1 year ago or rose slightly. Those results after the state recently released the June unemployment numbers. State labor economist Mitchell Rupp in Wausau says it's not uncommon to see a small rise in unemployment in June.
And this unemployment rate spike that we see in June is what we typically expect as we have kids coming out of school and they're looking for work but haven't found it yet. So these kids get included in the unemployment rate number, and that's why we get a little blip in the unemployment rate. However, after the month of June, we typically expect these rates to decrease as the kids or students get absorbed into the workforce.
The statewide jobless rate is 3.5%. Locally, Iron County has the state's second highest rate at 5.5. Forest County is at 4.8. Price, 4.1. Oneida and Langlade at 3.8. Vilas, 3.5. And Lincoln, 3.4%. All those counties are at or near last year's unemployment levels. And the tennis courts on the Vilas County Fairgrounds need to be updated, but with the present lease to the Eagle River Tennis Association set to expire in 2 years, a Vilas County committee strongly suggested they be located elsewhere. Tennis Association Representative Sherry Stecker indicated the life of tennis courts are about 20 years or less in winter areas, and the present courts are about 50 years old. She says they're looking at 5 or 6 options, with reconstruction estimated at $200,000. Committee favored a partnership with the school and the school district. DeBruin said by consensus it's time to vacate the present location for the tennis courts. And initially, lung disease cases among people who have been vaping had young victims, but now the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says it has additional cases in older age groups. The state has 12 confirmed cases, and another 13 are being investigated in a 7-county area. The lung problems haven't been directly tied to vaping, but each victim had that kind of activity in common with the others. The DHS says it's working with the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention plus health officials in other states. The weather forecast for this afternoon: sunny, high 75, and winds up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 52. Sunny tomorrow, high near 79. Saturday night, slight chance of a shower late, cloudy, low 56. Sunday, sunny, high near 78. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.